Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Elliot, not broadcasting, but on a phone line from Sao Paulo, Brazil, South America, where the first Eagles or NFL game ever will be played south of the border in South America, that is. Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Wow.
You sound clear and crisp, and we don't have that Christian Amanpour, like, six-second delay.
No.
I talk, you talk, so that's good. All right.
I will say, I just want to correct you, not to correct you already on this call, but I'm actually not in Sao Paulo yet. I am in Rio with about 200 Eagles fans, and I'm standing right under the Christ Redeemer statue right now.
Holy cow.
No way.
Coolest spot anyone's ever been to do an interview with us.
What's the temperature right now, Elliot?
The temperature?
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah, it's definitely foggy right now, but it's a cooler. So it's winter here in Rio right now. Now, that being said,
people still
have on shorts and short sleeves, but it is their winter right now.
Yeah. And it is 8:53 in the morning, correct?
It's 8:01. How could it be anything other than 01?
What are we in outer space?
What are you talking about?
It's 8:01.
Sorry, 9:01. I forgot to change the time in my head.
Yeah.
So you're ahead. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And humidity-wise, how bad is it?
It's not bad. Again, like it's really nice out right now. I'm sure in their summertime, it's probably way hotter. But right now, it's nice and cool. It's going to be in the 70s all day today. I know a lot of Eagles fans are planning on going to the beach today. And I will say, I take this train up the hill, a steep hill all the way up to the Christ Redeemer statue. I walk up the steps. It's so cool. First thing I see when I get there, a guy in a Jalen Hurts jersey. So there are lots of Eagles fans here already.
That's great.
I heard everyone is practicing on the Eagles team right now. Like, everything on the injury front is also looking up, correct?
Well, not Bradbury. He's out.
Well, we know about that. Yeah. The guys who were not on IR are practicing. Everyone's looking good.
Yeah, no, the team, someone's walking by. The team is very healthy heading into this game for sure, which again, like, and Richie, I know me and you do this every year, but the whole training camp thing, like, what they do works. So once again, they had a bit of a harder camp for sure. They took more reps than they have in past years, but they enter this game completely healthy.
Good. Elliot, when does the team fly down?
So the team will have one final practice today at the NovaCare, and then they are leaving tomorrow morning to go to Brazil. They're going to go right into Sao Paulo. And I will say this. So I flew overnight, which is traditionally if I fly overseas, how I'll go. When I first heard they were going during the day, I thought it was a mistake. But now that I've done it, I think they're making the right call doing it. The flight is way harder than I thought it would be. James can tell you, I've said all summer, I don't think it's that big of a deal. They're flying over here. You know, it's only a few more hours than flying to London, which they've played, or to the West Coast where they played. Now that I'm here and I've done that almost 10-hour flight, it is definitely harder. And I think going to impact this game a lot more than maybe I gave it credit for.
But the same for both teams, basically. I mean, the Packers are, you know.
Yeah, and even further for the Packers, for sure. But,
wow.
You know, I think we could, especially when you add in the fact that it's a week one game, there's, of the two teams, there's three new coordinators, and the long travel, I think it could be like a sloppy game on Friday night.
And right. How are the Packers and Eagles arriving differently? Are they coming in at the same time? Are they treating this preparation the same? Or are they treating it dramatically different that you can tell one side's doing it completely different than the other?
Yeah, so I don't know the specifics of the Packers' arrival. I believe they're arriving around the same time. Neither team is practicing all week here, which, you know, you've seen teams do when they go to London.
Yeah.
The first year the Eagles went to London in 2018, I think they held two practices out there. That's not going to be the case here. Again, they're going to arrive on Wednesday. I think they leave in the morning, so they'll get in Wednesday night. I would imagine probably go right to sleep. Nick Sirianni said they're going to focus on getting, you know, really hydrated after a long flight.
Wow.
And then they do have a practice on Thursday. But the practice on Thursday is much more of, I would say, like a media walk-through type.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Even that, like, I think it's going to be somewhat performative. It's more like
totally.
For the NFL because the Packers are having one as well.
Yeah, that's like personnel groupings for the game, you know, specifically game plan. Hey, you have to be out here for this instance. It's like both teams are practicing entirely on the home turf.
Up here. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, right. One advantage the Eagles have is, so they are the home team in this game. And, you know, I know obviously being 5,000 miles away, that might not sound like a big deal. But the stadium they're playing in, the home locker room is soundproof, so you can't hear anything. The away locker room, it funnels the noise in. So if it's loud, like pregame, halftime, those type of things, the stadium is designed for the away team to normally have to deal with that. So the Eagles won't have to. And if Eagles fans, and there's a lot here, if they're loud at halftime, you know, all those things, or pregame, the Packers will hear you.
That could get really annoying, and that could get really problematic for a team who's got a whiteboard, you got a grease board, a coach trying to communicate important information about specific plays, and no one can hear them.
I like this.
That's awesome.
This is next level reporting by Short Parks here. He takes us inside the opposing locker room.
That could be a differentiating factor in this game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So get your lungs ready,
well, especially
folks.
Especially with a rookie defensive coordinator. Remember, the Packers, they have a first-year coordinator. He's coached in the NFL, but it's been a while. So
yeah,
that could be a big advantage.
Holy
cow. All right, Elliot, speaking of first-year guys, so it's funny. I wouldn't normally start more back end of the roster with a question, but I'm curious. Let's talk about the game in parts here. So second-round pick Cooper DeJean, third-round pick Jalix Hunt. Do they dress or will they be deactivated for this game?
So I think Cooper will be deactivated. Vic Fangio said something yesterday that kind of caught my attention. He said Cooper's not where he needs to be yet, right? Like flat out. So if they don't think they're ready to put him in on defense, maybe he's dressed strictly for special teams, but he hasn't really practiced special teams all training camp because, again, he's been hurt. So I think Cooper could be deactivated. Jalix Hunt's an interesting one. I think he has had a really good camp. I think he's looked better rushing the passer than most people expected, but I also think he is like prototypical, and again, he wears that 58, so you know he'll be great at special teams. But he like looks the part of someone that could really make an impact. So I think there's a shot he's active for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting because you don't normally have a team deactivate their second and third round picks, but you know this
at least not intentionally too.
So
you know
what
I mean? Like,
So your impression is Jalix Hunt is going to tear it up as a special teamer like right out the gates, Elliot?
I think he could. I mean, again, like he is. They drafted him in the third round because of the athlete he is and the person. Like, just being around him, you can tell already he's very high football IQ. He played safety. He has an understanding of defenses that I think a lot of times, you know, edges, cause a lot of edges in college just rush the quarterback. They don't learn, like, the intricacies of whatever scheme they're running. Hunt, I think, did that. And from being around him, you can tell. So, physically, I just think he looks the part. You know, he has to get used to it. It's the NFL. But I see no reason he couldn't be a great special teams player.
This is really exciting. Like, I feel like this sounds weird. This Eagles team has players that feel cut out to be special teams stars in a year where the special teams has now completely transformed into something where guys could actually stick out more. Like, this new scheme where no one knows exactly what it's going to look like, the sky's the limit, kind of. And these players that it seems like Howie and the front office coveted a little bit more this past offseason, guys like Will Shipley, you know, the versatile all-around athletes that we have, I mean, sort of coming out the rafters, busting through the seams on the defensive side of the ball. It helps us coverage-wise, of course,
a lot of
as
options.
A defense, but also our special teams are going to be really exciting this year.
Well, I hope so.
Doesn't it feel different, Elliot?
Yeah, I mean, I will say a year ago before they kicked the season off, we would have all sat here and said the special teams are going to be a disaster because it was coming off of the Super Bowl performance. And, you know, most people didn't think Michael Clay should be back. But in addition to what you're saying, they had one of, if not the best special teams units in the NFL last year. So they are coming into the season already thinking they'll be good. But you're right. I think physically they check a lot of boxes of the guys you want on special teams. And Michael Clay is one of the best special teams coordinators in the league, or at least certainly his unit performs like it. So in a year where there's a ton of changes, I definitely think the Eagles walk into the season with a potential advantage on that side of the ball.
Elliot Short Parks with us from Brazil right now. All right, Elliot, let's get to the main thing. I guess, what is it, Jalen that says let's keep the main thing the main thing? All right, let's do that. Jalen is the main thing. You saw all the throws he had in training camp this year that the media was able to say. Do you feel confident that he is truly back to being the player he was in 2022? I mean, I know we haven't seen him in a game, but do you feel 2022 Jalen Hurts is back?
So I can say confidently, I believe Jalen will play much like the 2022 quarterback that took this team to the Super Bowl. I think he will be smarter with the football. I think that's what he looked like, right? Like physically, the way he played, the decisions he made, just even off the field. I just think he looks like he's in a way better place than he was last year. But the one caveat, and it's probably bigger than a caveat, but the one thing that absolutely I cannot say until I see it, is can he handle the blitz? He is making the calls this year. They're going to blitz him a ton. He has two basically rookie centers and right guards, since he never played a position in the NFL, in front of him. And so he can make smart decisions with the football. He can, you know, be better off the field, all those things. If he can't pick the blitz up, it just doesn't matter. So you can practice it in training camp. I thought the days that the Eagles blitzed him, the results were really hit or miss for the offense. He didn't turn it over, which is a positive, but they certainly didn't have any big blitz beaters where, you know, they got a 40-yard touchdown. So I that's the one thing I can't say. I need to see him against the blitz for multiple games before I can sit here and say that he'll truly be that guy.
All right, Elliot, great report. Good job getting down there to Brazil. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you a bunch this week. Thanks, pal.
By the way, my hotel room has a bidet in it, so I just had to let you know.
Oh, so manchured.
I'm not afraid enough to use it, but I had to let you know.
Wait, you didn't use it?
I'm now yelling that by the Christ the Redeemer statue, so everyone's very
interested. You're flexing your Christ the Redeemer statue. Is it bigger than the Comcast Center? Which is bigger? Got to be the Comcast Center.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure it's Comcast Center. Yeah.
Well, I've been there.
I'm pretty positive.
What's bigger? I don't know how big it is. How big is it, Elliot?
Not the Comcast Center.
Say it again, Elliot.
Yeah. It's comparable to the Statue of Liberty, I would say,
okay.
Size-wise.
But, All right.
Yeah, it's way higher in the air.
All right, and use the bidet, man. You'll be better off for it. Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Elliot Shore Parks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.